And every year, tens of thousands of people attend Art Basel, the international art show in Miami Beach, with galleries, street exhibits, live music performances, and, as we'll hear, a floating alligator head made out of recyclable material. Art Basel also seeps into Miami's up-and-coming Wynwood neighborhood, home to empty warehouses converted to galleries, a prime location for street art. Most of the buildings are covered in murals painted by street artists from all over the world. And during Art Basel, artists repaint practically everything. When WLRN reporter Jessica Mazaros spoke with street artist David Lavernia, he told her that Art Basel means lots of work, but lots of commissions.
This is like Christmas for every artist in Miami. I do believe it's a huge advantage, and we should all take advantage of that.
As we said, Wynwood's walls do get painted over, so visitors might miss some of the art. But as WLRN's Julia Duba found out, there are new ways to keep track of the art that's there and the art that once was.
The street artist Kazilla is spray painting a wall on Northwest 24th Street in the Miami neighborhood called Wynwood. She's doing a piece with street artist Grabs on the wall of ABC Costume Shop.
He did a lot of the background. He did all those, his piece in the middle, and then I had my two chicks on the sides that are, like, extremely decked out in costumes, like, holding on to it. It looks like, I don't know, something out of, like, a future past.
Kazilla expects her piece to stay up for about a year. Artists say that's the average time business owners keep murals on their walls. 2 years if it's really good.
It's temporary. It's just for the moment, just so you can feel it and breathe it and do it, and then you let it go. I mean, it sucks. Of course, because everybody has favorites, and you see these pieces, and you're, like, in love with them, and then somebody else goes over it, and it's like, oh, man, I missed that piece. But, I mean, that's why we're in the digital age. Take a picture.
That's exactly what photographer Andrew Kaufman did last year. He spent November and December taking pictures of murals for his new book about the disappearing street art of Wynwood.
Like, that's gone. That's gone. Basically, the entire book will be redone in the sense that by December 15th, every wall in that neighborhood will have been repainted.
Robert de los Rios also takes photos of Wynwood street art. At first, they were just for himself. Then he wondered if they could be more than that.
Is there anywhere else I can put this so that other people can see it and so I don't have to show them my phone?
He decided to put them on a map. So he started the site wynwoodmap.com. The map is scattered with clickable pins that show you pictures of street art currently on display, along with what used to be there. He goes to Wynwood every day to keep tabs on the changing art. Then he snaps photos with his iPhone, goes home, and works with a friend to pin them to the map.
This right here, this wall here, that wall down the street, this whole block is brand new. They just did this. And next year, it's probably going to be somebody else.
De los Rios says it's easy to lose art in a place like Miami, where the landscape is constantly being rebuilt. He wants people to see as much street art as possible.
We need to care now. We need to show people now and build this interest in this now. Because if not, they are going to take this away from us.
Kazilla, the street artist, agrees.
In the next, 2 to 3 years, there's going to be very few places that are remnants, like relics of the area, because so many places will be bought up, built on, torn down.
She says people should seize this moment when street artists are free to do their work as they please. Kazilla's next piece will be a project with an all-female graffiti crew on a building across the street. Soon, she and the crew will wipe the wall clean. Right now, it's covered with other graffiti. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Well, for more on Art Basel, we're joined by Ariana Prothero. She's arts reporter at Here and Now contributing station WLRN in Miami. Ariana, what an exciting time of year. We just heard about, a neighborhood repainting in anticipation, but galleries have to get ready. Tell us about the event proper, the basic Art Basel event. What is it?
Art Basel is actually originated in Switzerland, Basel, Switzerland. In about 2002, they opened a sister fair in Miami Beach. And basically, it's an art fair. It's where galleries come to sell art to buyers.
The list of exhibitors include galleries from Germany, Brazil, Poland, the U.S., of course. It's global. But talk more about the satellite events that occur around the city at the same time.
Yeah, there really is an explosion of art in Miami and Miami Beach this time of year. You get more than 20 satellite fairs that pop up. You also get tons of exhibits, installations, art in every corner. The city becomes absolutely saturated in art. You can't go anywhere without seeing it. And there's this interesting thing that happens to, I think, Miamians during this time of year. As you're seeing all this art around the city, whether it be murals or statues, you start seeing everyday things and you start wondering, you know, is that art? Is that not art? It changes your perception of what art is.
For instance, that floating alligator head. Is that art?
Yeah. You know, yeah, this is a giant alligator head. It's an installation well over 100 feet long that will be floating around the waters of Miami to raise awareness of the Everglades restoration and protection. Yeah, I mean, that's art.
Well, and there's an Iraqi sculptor who's, we understand, creating bronze statues?
Yes, this Iraqi artist, Ahmed Albarani, has an exhibit in a park in downtown Miami, Bayfront Park. It's titled War to War. And it features 9 large bronze sculptures of people like Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Mandela. And what's striking about this work, aside from the imposing, slightly larger-than-life representations of these historical figures, is that they're all carrying massive firearms. That kind of gives you an idea of what Art Basel or Art Week can be like. You go to this park you've been to a ton of times before, and suddenly one day there's a 10-foot-tall, gun-toting Mother Teresa staring down at you. It's really a startling exhibit, and it's free and open to the public.
Well, and by the way, as if that weren't enough, also opening today is the brand new Perez Art Museum Miami. This is a huge $131 million building, part of a $220 million overall project, a public-private partnership. So you have a brick-and-mortar lasting museum that's opening today as well.
Yeah, it's really another jewel in Miami's crown. We had an art museum before. The predecessor was the Miami Art Museum, but it really was nothing on this scale. It wasn't really reflective of the art city that we had become. And the Perez Art Museum represents, I think, for a lot of Miamians, a coming of age for the city, at least the city's new arts persona. And the Perez Art Museum, it represents a large-scale public investment in art. It's for everyone in our community, and that's what makes it special.
That is great, a new museum, and Art Basel is great. But we understand some local artists say, wait a second, we can't get into either. That, you know, Miami artists sometimes feel like they don't get into Basel, and, you know, of course, they're maybe not yet ready for a museum.
Yeah, there is criticism concerning that. Although Art Basel is a great venue for art and a great way to see art, especially if you're from Miami, there's a criticism that there isn't a lot of support for local artists either in Art Basel or the satellite fairs or the local galleries year-round. There's a sense among some local artists that you almost have to leave Miami, make it in New York City, and then you can come back and sell your work during Art Basel, Miami Beach, and during Art Week as New York artists.
Well, there's that. But you say, all in all, this is sort of a rebirth of Miami as more than the place, you know, some people's grandparents go to retire and others go to party at.
Absolutely. You know, we're not just a beach and party town anymore. It has changed the face of Miami.
Ariana Prothero, arts reporter at WLRN in Miami. Ariana, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Art Basel opens by invitation today, and it's open to the greater public tomorrow. If you're there, you see something you want to share, tweet it to us at Here Now Radio.
And just don't tweet us any pictures of the beach because it's 81 degrees, Robin, in Miami today.
Well, I'm thinking actually some of the art, actually, maybe you can't tweet some of that.
Some of it, maybe it's junk, not art, but well, we'll see.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, ICABoston.org.